This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by Tri-Delta Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor, and I am joined by Josh Tward, VP and Head of Insurance Operations with Tri-Delta Private Wealth. Josh continues to provide his expertise and advice to a wide range of clients in the areas of insurance and estate planning. Josh is one of the founding members of Tri-Delta and earned his MBA from Schulich in Toronto. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Great to have you. The purpose of this conversation is to discuss the importance of critical illness insurance, who should consider such a policy, and why. To begin, a good primer would be simply to ask, what is critical illness insurance?
That's a good question to ask. Critical illness insurance, or CI, is income replacement insurance. So like life insurance, you would take out a lump sum, say $100,000, $200,000, and if there were to be a critical illness, it would trigger the payout of that benefit. And that benefit would be used because someone would not be able to work for a period of time, whether it's 6 months or a year, or they need surgery or medications or help in other ways. So that's really the purpose of CI insurance.
And what are some of these critical illnesses, just examples that you can think of?
So not a fun list, but the big, you know, being the big ones being cancer, heart attack, stroke. And there's different types of CI policies. There's kind of base three or four, which would include those kind of illnesses. And then there's much more comprehensive. So that varies based on product and company. But the essentially, that's what CI is for. It's an income replacement product that, you know, years ago, people really weren't aware of. The other thing about critical illness insurance and why it's so important is because the likelihood that any of us suffer a critical illness in our lifetime is much, much higher than passing away prematurely. And when it happens, and unfortunately in almost 30 years I've had clients, had it happen to, it really can become problematic at a really tough time.
And it's a good segue into my next question of who is this appropriate for?
So really, the truth is if you really think about it, critical illness, you could argue, is appropriate for everyone, whereas life insurance isn't always appropriate for everyone because, you know, some people don't have dependents where the need isn't so much for life insurance. But critical illness is an income replacement product during a very tough time. So most people, you could argue, it would be appropriate for a lot of the time. Yeah.
Are there examples that you can share from your personal experiences throughout your career that you've had in helping clients with this type of insurance?
Yeah, I've had a few claims on critical illness, and I can tell you from experience, it's life-changing. The one that comes to mind, I had a client who was actually referred by another client. This client was a business owner, very successful, really smart woman, no dependents. And I remember sitting down with her, and, you know, when you hit kind of late 40s, she was almost 50, critical illness insurance is a little more expensive than life insurance because of the likelihood of claims. And she asked some really good questions and kind of went through the plan. And she really didn't have a need for life insurance, but she definitely had a need for critical illness insurance. And I explained exactly why. If something should happen, her business, which was reliant on her expertise and time and the revenue that it produced, would be in big trouble. And, you know, it was a little more expensive, but she understood it and we put it into place. And a number of years later, she had a claim. And I got a call from her a few months after that, and she was very emotional, and she had said she had throat cancer, and basically her business and her life fell apart, and she said that the critical illness insurance essentially saved her life. So it's one of those things that nobody wants to think about, but when the time comes, it's, you know, a really important thing to have in place.
I'm sure it really helps not having that added stress as well of having to dip into your savings, as well as everything else that's in your life is changing as well, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the powerful things about critical illness insurance is that on the one hand, it's income replacement, but for most people, when they have a loss of income, and often your spouse's income is hit and daycare changes because their lives change. If you're married, that is affected. And if people need money to make up that shortfall, or money for surgery or home care health, unless they're independently wealthy, they pull from savings and homes and retirements, which really can negatively affect their goals and their retirement goals. So it really can have a disastrous effect on your financial picture, not just the health and your family itself.
Certainly. And we know all too well that sometimes those matters are related a little bit too, as well, when it comes to troublesome health, and then, your financial picture is a little bit more darker. It's tough to overcome.
Definitely.
No, I know that some clients often fear the underwriting process to begin a new insurance policy, as it can be quite onerous for some people. And I know there's some experiences that people have shared. Can you share a little bit about what this process entails?
Yeah, I think that's a valid thing. These are one of the things that sometimes people come in with their own history that they worry about underwriting. And I would say, as a firm, it's one of the things we really focus on is managing the process once, we go ahead with insurance as part of a plan. And, it's a lot of years of experience, and we deal with every single insurer. So we have really strong relationships. So we, there's a lot you can do to manage a process for clients. And in the end, if someone is going to have issues, they're going to have issues. But anything that we can do to clarify things for underwriters, we do. And it really can make a big difference because they're overworked as well. So it's really, I find, overwhelmingly not something to be afraid of. It's just part of the process.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, I can even share from personal experience that you were the one who helped me with my CI policy and my life policy. And I think you were actually surprised when I told you how quick the underwriting process went for me. And I'm a bit younger, but it certainly was a pleasant surprise being my first time going through it. Now, TriDelta has the flexibility to shop around for the best policy possible for our clients. Can you share any pointers people should be on the lookout for when reviewing different insurers?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, it's one of the things we really, from an early point in building this company, to have all the options and making sure we had relationships to be able to do that, because we feel that we really are opportunistic for our clients. So our loyalty is always to the client's best interest. So we can look at the whole universe of carriers and products and pricing and features that can change and do change within the industry. And we know that our clients are put in the best possible scenario at that given time. And that there's a lot of differences. So it's a pretty powerful thing to be able to do. And it's something we've always been really intent on ensuring that's available for our clients.
I won't ask you about what insurers you recommend avoiding, because that might get into some trouble. But I wanted to ask, as my final question, around how you incorporate insurance into the overall financial plan and how that benefits Canadians and our clients, for that matter.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think that I think a lot of our clients find out that, I think there are some misconceptions about insurance and how it works, like, other than the obvious that it provides protection from, building assets and income. But I would say that it really protects clients' financial goals and the assets they're building. It protects their families and businesses. But also, some of the plans we'll use with clients will be strong investments that are alternative for clients themselves. So they provide a financial benefit over and above protecting assets that you're trying to build. So I would say there's a lot of power in insurance used properly and custom tailored to each client.
Absolutely. It's just another form of peace of mind that we provide, and going through their whole financial situation, looking at every facet of how we can add value to give them that peace, right?
Definitely.
So thank you again for joining me, Josh. This has been a really great discussion, and I hope anyone listening will reach out should they have any additional questions about critical illness insurance. We always advise speaking with a licensed insurance professional before making these decisions on your own. And fortunately, we have several of those people in our shop here.
Thank you.
Thank you.